In his speech, the leader of the opposition, Mr. Pritam Singh, said that being a member of a racial and religious group and our identity as Singaporeans are both equally important. Indeed, we all have multiple identities, and we celebrate these. But we should be clear-eyed about our present realities. In fact, a recent IPS survey showed that amongst some groups of Singaporeans, their religion ranks higher than their Singaporean nationality in determining their self-identity. And that is why race and religion, if exploited, can easily arouse passions and tear apart the very fabric of our society. We see this happening in so many other countries, and Singapore is not immune to these powerful forces. In fact, we had a close call in the recent general election. External elements sought to exploit our differences to divide and weaken us. In one instance, they attacked the credibility of certain candidates because these candidates allegedly failed to advocate the rights of a particular religious community. In another instance, they praised the candidate for arguing against the separation of religion and politics. But it was not just foreign interference. At home, we also had Singaporeans who exhorted certain groups to vote along racial and religious lines. They said, vote for this candidate because he or she is a better representative of your race or your religion. Or they compared two candidates and said, vote for this person because he or she has been a more vocal champion for your race or your religion. And these narratives were not just seen online, they were heard on the ground. And that's why I spoke out then in the middle of the campaign, not as a party leader, but as Prime Minister, to make clear that race and religion must never be weaponized in our politics. Thankfully, many Singaporeans rejected the calls to vote along racial and religious lines. They voted for the candidate that they felt was best for Singapore, regardless of race or religion. But make no mistake, had the election outcomes rewarded those who had pushed people to vote for racial and religious reasons, it would have caused a serious fissure in Singapore society. Other racial and religious groups would have mobilized to protect their own interests in a future election. This would have jeopardized the harmonious, multiracial and multireligious society that took us 60 years to build. Looking ahead, as elections become more tightly contested, the temptation to play this card will only grow. So we must find ways to guard against this. And we have to see how all of us, as members of this House, can reaffirm our commitment to serve all Singaporeans regardless of race or religion, and forswear the use of race and religious appeals in elections. Mr. Speaker, one united people, regardless of race, language or religion, is not just a line in our pledge. It is the foundation of our independence. It is the reason why Singapore became independent. It is the bedrock of our nationhood. Let us never forget this.